everything that can be shaken will be shaken, that those things that are ordained of God may remain. Now, Father, help us to bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Yes. Help us to live as mothers should live, raising our children, loving our husbands, whatever it be, husband or wife, brother or sister, children, pastor, deacon, elders, whatever it is, God, help us to be faithful, won't you, Lord? Forgive us, Lord, from this day, everything that we haven't tried and yearned and struggled to overcome, help us to do it now. For Lord, let there not be anyone here put off tomorrow what they ought to do today. Father, God, I just pray that don't let the devil destroy some of us. How he would love to send some of us to the tribulation. We pray that you'll not let it happen. Help us each one, Father, to come into that perfection that you require. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And we thank thee that you have made a way. And Lord, with man it's impossible. With God, all things are possible, only believe. And Father, I thank you for this great experience that you give me in Colorado. And I thank you for those that prayed for me. Lord, you always know how to strengthen us, renew our faith, and encourage us. And I'm greatly encouraged, Lord. And I pray that I may never be discouraged, but I may stand my post of duty faithfully as a pastor, wait for you to come. For Lord, suddenly, you'll come to your temple. And then, Lord, the glory of God will be revealed. But it'll be different, Lord, than it is now. Be altogether different. The great masterpiece, the bride of Christ, the Word, the perfection of Word will be made flesh. And the world will see what a Christian looks like. God, hasten the day. Keep us, Lord, together. Keep us together. The bond of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many's glad you's here tonight? Let's see your hand. You just love the Lord with all your heart? See? Oh, if you... We may lose a battle or two, but we ain't going to lose a war.
Amen.
Just let Christ be centered. Christ-centered. Offering what it is. The world, if I think it's wicked, what does God think about it? I never forget Mark and I coming to a little town down in Pennsylvania and hungry and couldn't find a place to eat on that new turnpike. We went in a little town early in the morning. Went in a little restaurant you'd think were farmers that fear God. Went in there and a bunch of married men sitting in there drinking coffee about 6 or 8. Talking about sex, 9:30 in the morning. Vile and wickedness. And there sat a preacher trying to have his breakfast. Think about it. Way down in Pennsylvania in the mountains. Me, the little 16-year-old boy, that I raised in holiness and fear of God.
Amen.
And all at once I found myself standing in the feet and I preached to him. Preached to him. I told him, I said, aren't you ashamed of yourself? 9:30 in the morning sitting here talking so vile and so wicked. And here me at the 16-year-old boy. And you wonder what's the matter with America. You're what's the matter with America. And I said, the God of heaven will judge you for the way you talked here today. I said, I can't eat in such wickedness as this. Oh, how this all flabbergasted. And then I didn't realize what it said. I done said it. I told my son, I said, son, God will curse that place. And oh, how wicked, vile, vile and wicked the earth is. That's why I believe he's going to come soon.
Yeah.
Going to destroy it all. Wipe it all. How blessed you are, friend, to find grace in the sight of God. Oh, God. Got way out in the mountains, 10,000, 9,000 feet up in there. First night we got up on the mountain, stuck on the mountain by about 4 or 5 jeep loads of men that out having a little fun away from her wife, drunk as dogs, all of them. And I said, God, come out here to relax. I wish I'd have stayed home. Here I am stuck on a mountain with a bunch of cussing sinners that don't have no more reverence and fear of God. I thought, God, wouldn't it be terrible if you just sent an earthquake tonight? We'll all perish right here, sitting this plunging way down a little old train, look about that big, just a little old narrow road, and there guys come by cussing old dirty, filthy jokes, and a whiskey bottle in their hand, come up to him and said, have a drink. I said, I don't drink, sir. But how they destroyed everything. Whiskey bottles, beer bottles, nasty, dirty, filthy sex. Sex is a god of this world.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm so thankful I know Jesus tonight. Holy Jesus. He's wonderful. I said, brother, I had to put up with it now, but said, we're going to take this thing over a little bit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Get rid of all these beer cans and whiskey bottles and dirty jokes. It won't be there. But you know, he's tender. He's loving and kind.
Yeah.
He would that all man come to repentance.
Yeah.
Going to get tired of it one day. I was so sad when I left that restaurant. I said, Lord, it's terrible. You can't even go in a place to eat. You go in the bathrooms. My boy, 16-year-old, has got to go in the men's bathroom. There's sex all over the walls. I said, Lord, I'm going to tell that manager. I don't like that. God don't either.
Amen.
Something says ain't he used to. Oh, how I want him to come.
Yes.
Lord, God says he'll destroy those that destroy the earth. The earth was created for us.
Yes, it was. Oh,
it's mine.
Amen.
Shoot them little deers and leave them lay there.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's bad, people. I'll be glad when Jesus ends it all, won't you? How many want him to come with all your heart?
Yes.
Won't this assembly try a little harder?
Yes, amen.
Try a little
harder. Amen.
Poor little bride. Can't you and I stand in the gap?
Oh, God.
My little minister brothers, the devil's deceived them.
Oh, Jesus.
Deceived them. They're walking in such blindness. I feel so sorry for them. Sometimes I get to feeling like John, you know, calling fire down out of heaven on all this unbelief. But you know, I get to thinking about how lovely Jesus is. You know, he'd have slayed Sarah if it hadn't been for Abraham. I said, Lord, you just slay us all for our lack of faith in your word. I thank, Lord, help us here in Connecticut to stand in the gap. Help us to be men and women, overcome these little old baby things.
Yeah,
pay the price. Get a revival. Oh, my, I just feel like it's so close. I really do. I don't know when it'll be, but oh, how it's helped me. How it's helped me. I ain't going to be discouraged. I'm just going to press on. Every week, just keep pressing on. You know, I'm just so thankful. Oh, I'm thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
If you could just stand up and say, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Not just to, or just to get enthused to say, thus saith the Lord, but to know that you've heard the word of the Lord. And then, with no sign or no wonder, you just keep preaching. And then you see something creating. You see it creating. You see people start believing.
Hallelujah.
Hang on to every word that you say. Why? They believe. And then God makes it up that way. He picks up a little nobody and talks to him. And then the little nobody goes and tells all excitedly what he heard. And then the elected are made up to believe what the fellow says. And then God comes and does what the little preacher says. And then, you know, they're just like little deer on the mountaintop, running, jumping, kicking up the heels, because what I'm talking about to you, one that I'm talking about told me these things. And he'll come. He'll do it. And it's so great and so wonderful. You won't understand it now, but you'll kick your heels and leap for joy for what's going to happen to you. The eternal God is going to come down and personalize himself with you. Speak to you personally. Walk with you. Talk with you. Fellowship with you. And anything you ask him in his name, he'll do it. 100% answer to your prayers. Nothing will ever harm you. You'll never hunger. You'll never thirst. You'll never come to the judgment. And you'll never perish. And lo, he'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Is that worth living for?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you counted as living? How about we just raise your hands and thank him it's worth it. Just praise him and thank him it's worth living for. I thank you, Lord. I praise you it's worth living for, God. And I want it, Lord, with all of my heart. I want you to come and bring it to an end, Lord. Suddenly come to your temple, God. I want it with all of my heart. I believe. With all of my heart, I believe. I believe. I believe. Oh, how blessed we are. How blessed we are. I had not seen nor ear heard. Give us a course, honey. I want to believe.
Yes.
That's all he asked is just only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only only believe. One mind, one accord. Only believe. All things are possible. Alone believe. Lord, can I be perfect? Only
yes.
Believe.
Yes.
Lord, will the few be saved?
Already.
All things are possible. Amen. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Sing it now. Now I believe. And now I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. Now I believe. Say, of course, he's coming soon. You know he's coming soon? He's coming soon. Maybe night, maybe morning, maybe noon. You know that soon? He's coming soon. Start that off with us, y'all. He's coming soon. Coming soon. Let's stand our feet while we sing.
Soon, with joy, we welcome his return. It may be dark, it may be night or noon, we know
Why? We've seen the flash of red light of his coming. Everything, we see it in the Word of God. The prophet has come, left the scene. Prophet decreased so that he might increase. What is it here now? The seal's being opened. The Holy Ghost has come now, leading you and guiding you into all truth. What is it? Now the world rejoiced when the prophet died. You were sad, but now your sadness is ready to be turned into joy. For the same one that you've seen appear with the prophet is coming to the bride. And then there's promise to be a minister here on earth, just exactly like Christ, to make the Word, watch this now, to make the Word of God so plain that it'll unite the believers and Christ and make a bride.
Hallelujah.
Oh, friend, we're in for a great thing. And there... And I heard preachers get up and say, there will be no gathering of people. It's all over. That's an error.
Amen.
There will be one of the greatest gathering of the people of God that's ever been.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to be gathered where the carcass is. Let's bow our heads. Brother Jerry Renner, would you dismiss in a word of prayer? Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord, we pray to see that you help us, O God, to hide thy word in our hearts.
Grand
Lord, to examine our hearts, Lord Jesus, to cast aside all of our doubts and all of our fears and
have
all of our unbelief,
that
we might believe
thee
and we might grow up in the special
that
grandfather.
Oh, God, help us, Lord Jesus. Seek after thee with our
yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord Jesus, Lord, to come together in unity of spirit.
Grant it,
after
Lord.
And believing for that blessed Lord that you brought. Amen. Oh, God, come.
Yes, grant it.
Lord Jesus, be with us now as we go. Strengthen us, help us, Lord. Keep us. Help us that we might come again, Lord, and worship thee in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Bless our pastor.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for saying
that. Yes.
Lord, we pray that you bless him, O God. Strengthen him, O God.
Yes.
Help him, Lord, to bring those
God grant
to us that are bringing us into that perfection, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, us, O God, and show us those things.
Amen, Lord. Grant it, Father.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. A precious name, oh how sweet, of earth and joy of heaven, oh precious name, oh how sweet, oh of earth and joy. Bowing, falling, prostrate at his feet. Of kings and heavenly crown, when a journey is complete, come on, sing it. A precious ring, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, a precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth
How many gonna live victorious as well?
Yeah.
No, just live tomorrow, that's all. Don't live Tuesday for Monday, just live Monday. Don't think, Lord, how I'll ever make it Tuesday, just make it Monday. Lord, I'm gonna live victorious Monday. Now, God, I know those devils after me. And I won't be watching for him. Something comes up kind of sandy a little bit. Lord. You want some? No. Lord, make me temper. Mama gets weak and says something wrong. Lord, bless her. Mama come crying. What are you brothers? You get kind of irritated at your little brother. You get grouchy at him. Start. Oh, put your arm around. Oh, just sweetly and reverently we all serve the Lord, lifting up holy hands, one mind, one accord, strive, what? Striving to keep the unity of spirit in the bond of peace, just waiting for the Lord Jesus to suddenly come to him. Now, God bless you. God bless you. You're dismissed. Glad to be back home with you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord be with you now. Amen.